Anna. Travis Salami, Tommy.
And it is time for Radio Nibbles with John Lendorf joining us from his micro farm in Louisville. And I know it is October, John. The tomatoes are still coming in, but the basil is gone. What are you finding yourself harvesting in your garden now that fall is upon us?
A few tomatoes are still coming in. I got some cayenne peppers and a few herbs, but it's clear that it's fall, and the garden party is over, and so I find myself looking back a little bit and getting a little nostalgic for what was and what we took for granted, I guess.
Well, I guess we all took for granted being able to go out to cafes and restaurants and just eat. And that's not the case now. It's a lot more complicated. And I know that you've discovered some gems from your past, and you found a restaurant review that you wrote, gosh, almost two decades ago, a real flashback from your time at the Rocky Mountain News.
Yeah, it was a review I wrote of Mizuno Restaurant, which was a highlight of my restaurant reviewing days. And I just started reading it, and it seemed like a crazy dream, you know, compared to the way things are now. Well, for one thing, there were newspapers, and people read them every day, and I got paid to eat and write about it. But the other thing was just the sense from the review, and we can post it online, but that, you know, I went out to eat with usually two or three other people, and it was crowded and loud, and we would all order different things and then pass the plate to the right or the left so everybody could taste everything, and people would come by and, you know, over your shoulder and talk to you, laughing and tasting. And I can't imagine doing that now. And it makes me a little sad that I miss watching other people eat, I guess.
Well, we're all going to get together next Thursday, because it is time for a supersized edition, yet socially distanced, Bumper Radio Nibbles, because it's KG News Fall Membership Drive. And so it's going to be happening next Thursday morning, 8:30 to 9:30 a.m. We'll have some special interviews with, you know, local farmers, local restaurateurs. We'll hear about the cookbook that we've talked about, First Bite, that you're part of, John. And this is just a time, I think, for us to get together, albeit from a distance. But I always liken these shows to everybody pulling up a chair at the kitchen table, and we'll all sit down and have a good old natter about food.
Yes, and for the first time in, well, probably since February, I'll actually be in a studio at KGNU, and we can make eye contact, kind of like Mike Pence and Kamala Harris through the plexiglass. And I'm really looking forward. I'm really looking forward to it, and I hope everybody tunes in and joins us for this communal moment.
And it really will be a communal moment. And it's the first show of this kind that we'll have done since the pandemic. And so we will be there together, albeit through a glass, but at least, you know, in the same building. But we're going to have lots and lots of great thank you gifts for new and renewing members. Restaurant gift certificates, gift cards. Oh, we've got some great fun stuff related to your monthly chocolate tasting club.
Yes, a membership for 1 month, and the November tasting is going to be quite remarkable, and we'll also have a box of sweets from the inventing room that the glow under a black light. They're very cool.
Very cool. And we'll have copies of that new First Bite Boulder cookbook as well. So lots of great reasons for you to tune in next Thursday morning. But in the meantime, John, what's the best thing you've tasted lately?
It was dinner last night that I made with my son and his significant other. And the best part of it, I had one single ripe tomato from my garden that was perfect, and dressed it in herbs and olive oil and vinegar, and we made some chicken thighs and a homemade plum sauce, and had some wheat berries sautéed with garlic, and it was a great meal.
Sounds delicious. Well, don't forget, you can catch Food Waste Tips from John Lendorf on Friday mornings. Catch the entire Food Waste series at news.kgnu.org. And please do join us for that special show next Thursday morning. Bon appetit.
Cheers. keep on cooking.
Everybody eats when they come to mind.